long, everyone. You may be seated. Well, the house of Yahweh is not so crowded after the feast. And I hate that. Pretty soon it's going to be running over. We're going to have to expand, and we're trying to figure out which way to go. I'm really glad that the great Kohan Gedaliah brought this out. Now, he didn't bring the price of wheat. And of course, in the Bush administration, wheat went up to its highest. And then when Barack Obama took office, it started coming back down, which is shown in the hidden codes, yeah? And then corn, the same thing. Corn hit its peak right at the end of the Bush administration. And then now it's back down, way down, just like the prophecy shows. Everything is going just right along according to prophecy. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. On the news this week, here in Callahan County, we had a double shooting from a bickering that's been going on over land now for years. When you don't have, this is a great example now. We have one man dead, another one, I guess, will be in prison now. From the hatred that was shown there between the people, which the neighbors say has been going on for years. They're afraid of the man that actually killed the other one. They're afraid he's going to be set free, not go to prison, and put everybody else's lives in danger, too. This is the story that's coming out on the news. But here's a great example of where you don't have a counselor to go and counsel the people and then give them a command as to which way to go, and then those people follow it. This would have never taken place if the laws of Yahweh had been applied in this case. That is, if the people are willing to obey what the priest says. That's the great thing about having priests, you know, priest of Yahweh. And of course, Yahweh shows that in his kingdom, you know, the only ones that's in unity with his, with him, his priest, his house, his Yahshua, the high priest and king, anyone that's not in unity, they just simply won't be there. They're being judged right now, and as Daniel says, they're going to be, if they die, they're going to be resurrected only to be condemned. Now is the time to humble yourself and get in unity with Yahweh's priest. That's the only way you can have salvation, in fact. There's no other way. Rebellion is simply not going to make it. Rebellion is as witchcraft with Yahweh. It's not going to be in the kingdom. The Thursday evening, they give the two people and how there's fighting over the land right away. Trespassing on somebody else's land. This was what the accusations was about. People fencing it off and the other one trying to tear the fence down. You can see the bitter hatred. Is this what you want in your life? Is there anyone here that wants this in their life? Surely you must be as crazy as a lunatic, you know, if you do. Submit yourselves to Yahweh. Let Yahweh's priest guide you, and you'll prove to Yahweh, you'll bring great honor to Yahweh in doing so. You'll prove to Yahweh and to the whole universe that you can be in unity. Your nose itching and stopped up and you're coughing. This article shows that there's actually bacteria in the pollen. Bacterial sinus infections. We see more of that this time of year because of an increase in sinus congestion, asthma attacks, even pneumonia. The hospitals, they say, are full trying to take care of these poor people. Here's another one. Report says contaminated meat is in the supermarket. So that shouldn't be any surprise to anyone here. But they're finally admitting that the meat in the supermarkets is contaminated. It's contaminated more than they know, but at least they're working on it. They're getting closer to what we've been bringing out for years. Isn't it strange how they back us up in everything we say? It's also in the vegetables, but they're alarmed now because of the high amounts. It is a frightening picture, he says. Beef contaminated with toxic heavy metals, pesticides, antibiotics, making its way into the nation's supermarket. Now, of course, iurology was started back in the days when Yahweh gave his laws, of course, to Adam and Eve, and of course his priest at Abel, and they were taught these things then, and of course they came down from Abel, they came down to Moshe, Abraham and Moshe, and then they were discarded later. But these things we're finding out, we can see them in the eyes. There's signs of them in the eyes. And, of course, the sickness and diseases that we have to look for in everything is shown in the face, as Yahweh says, in the Scriptures, is shown to us in the face. The only thing is, educating ourselves in a way to find these things and not consume them. To be free of it, it's going to take a nuclear burning, as Yahweh shows, to ever be free of it, to rid the land of what is making the animals sick, and of course the people too. They don't mention the people here, just the animals, but it is getting into the people too. This Phyllis K. Fong, the Agriculture Department inspector. This was on ABC News, by the way. The department's inspector general looked at how beef is tested for harmful substance. Now, they have some tests where they test the blood, which it's in the blood, of course, but their test doesn't show. They haven't got tests yet to show everything that's in the blood, but they're finding it in other ways now. But it says, according to the new report, inspectors charged with checking cattle for disease and meat for contaminants were unable to determine if meat has unacceptable levels of potentially hazardous substance and do not test for pesticides determined to be of high risk. So, and of course, this stuff is, as I said, is shown in the eyes, and they probably, if they were told to start taking iurology, they could probably, but I guess that's probably unacceptable to them. But anyway, it is shown in the face of animals as well as in human beings. A new study that came out in Science Daily showing that dolphins have a virus now. Dolphins get multiple infections of papillomavirus, which are known to be linked with the cervical cancer in women. And of course, I don't think these things were created in dolphins. But they are there now, and along with so many other things that's plaguing our ocean life, the fish, contaminating the fish. It started with the kings of the East, this this profaneness that has gone out to all the world, as I've brought out many times now. It started with the kings of the East, and of course, the kings of the East had their way for so long. You know, they had great armies, and they could kill all their competition as they did with Abel. At least that's what they tried to do. Yahweh saved some. He saved books. He saved records. And of course, now what the police departments that they created themselves has now turned against them. About a fourth of their people have left them, and others are rising up in opposition. This one woman. Went to the priest and said, "I want all of these naked pictures taken out of the church." And he says, "And you dare question me? Me? How big I am? Wow! How important I am? You little skunk, you come and question me?" Well, this was his attitude about taking the naked pictures out. She said, "If you took these same pictures and put them on your internet, they'd file on you for pornography." when we were in Rome for the conference there, a world peace conference, we visited some places there and saw all of these naked pictures and naked statues and naked boys with their heads in places where they shouldn't have been on a priest's body. They have them everywhere. It's so sickening, you know. You could see this, and of course, no one was noticing it then. You know, their people would come and how quaint that is, you know, and kiss the toes of the priest who's standing there with this insinuation taking place. But now they're noticing it, and they're noticing what it is and how evil this system is. And of course, this is what's brought it. This is what's brought the profaneness down to our time. And here it says the chief exorcist, and they call him Father Gabriel Amoth, says devil is in the Vatican. So they're now recognizing this. The sex abuse scandals in the Roman Catholic Church are proof that he, devil, is at work inside the Vatican. They're asking the Pope to resign, which I'm praying he doesn't. I'm praying that he stays there till Rome burns anyway. I would pray for his conversion, but the scripture doesn't show that, and so I won't pray for that. I'll only pray for what the scripture shows is going to take place. Now, here in the United States, they're creating a special army unit ready to be deployed on American soil just before November elections. In October of this year, 1 month prior to the November midterm elections, a special army unit known as the Consequence Management Response Force will be ready for deployment on American soil if so ordered by the president. It's become clear that other groups, people are rising up against this, of course, but it's become clear that other groups may well initiate violence in order to start an incident that would give Obama and a rogue Congress a reason to implement martial law, confiscate the citizens' guns, enforce curfews, and suspend all future elections until such time as it is deemed safe to proceed with human liberty as encapsulated in the right to vote. Now, of course, this is groups that think that they're going to institute martial law, going to take away all the liberty that this liberty, if you study the history of this. This, of course, came down from the same kings of the East. And, of course, what they did in Rome, when they were trying to persuade the citizens to come from Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and join them. You know, they made it look good. They had the schools of higher learning where they could give you train you for a job. They taught a new language there. History is bringing out now. They're actually bringing this out in articles now. I think we gave them something to look for. So now they're bringing this out, that they gave them a education where they could give them jobs. They could have high-paying salaries if they would just forget Yahweh and what Yahweh tells them to do. And you see this throughout the Holy Scriptures, but it's the house of Yahweh was assigned to bring it to the world, of course, in these last days where all of this came from. But the schools of higher learning, they forget the Creator Yahweh. And we have a huge group of people in the United States that they believe some of the scriptures. They believe that God, for instance, created the heavens and the earth. And one of their longtime teachers in the schools of higher learning made the mistake this week or a few weeks ago and said that evolution was a part of of this. And of course, he resigned now after the heat came on him and people rose up against him, and this was one of their teachers, and now he's forgotten and kicked out. Well, you can see this way of life. You can see the Babylonian way of Satan is falling. It's crumbling. It's divided against itself. That won't be in Yahweh's kingdom. We won't have fights over land. We won't have people trespassing. Trespassing is going to be totally out of the question. And we won't have bickering and fighting and that is going on in the world today. It just won't be there because there will be unity. This right here with the special army, there's got to be a reason for them creating the special army in the United States. And it's going to be used very soon. You can see the nearness to the end here by just watching the news and see what's taking place. As the great Kohan Nearya just brought out in the news sources that we have, plus this article right here that shows we're getting ready for war here in the States himself, here in the United States. And, of course, the Barack Obama, yes, he's going to try to protect the government, but this government will fall too, Scripture shows. There won't be much left of any of man's governments. In fact, every power, the Scripture shows, every power that is not of Yahweh is going to be wiped out. It's going to be killed. And Yahweh says, why will you die? You know, you're being told now, I'm telling you now, why will you go ahead and die in this? Well, that's, of course, an individual thing, but they choose, some people choose. The best thing you could do, if you wanted to honor Yahweh, the best thing you could do for a fallaway is tell him you need to repent, you need to go and see the priest in the house of Yahweh, you need to repent, humble yourself before them and ask them, what do you want me to do? There's no way they can fight against it. There's going to be signs and wonders and deception. Deception is going to be even worse than it is now. There's a source of the Bible, covenant with God discovered. The archaeologists have been working on this in Turkey, and they discovered tablets dating around 670. Now, that date should be pretty much firmly set in your mind by now, because I've been bringing it out, harping on it, so I could get you to remembering these dates of when things took place. 700, 800, 700, you know, this was the time of the prophets. Hosea, Isaiah was about 700. Daniel was about 500. Keep those dates in your mind in that area there. Well, I told you how Yahweh, when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he gave them the book of the law. He made a mighty nation out of them because he kept them in a certain place where they wouldn't get separated. They didn't get mixed in with the Egyptians. They didn't do that. The Egyptians held them in a kind of a slave situation, servant situation. But at the same time, they were workers and they were free to do things in their areas. They just couldn't go out of their areas and they couldn't worship Yahweh. They couldn't go and offer sacrifice to him. You know why they couldn't? Surely everybody knows that the animals in Egypt were contaminated. And this is shown in the Holy Scriptures. You couldn't offer a sacrifice today for the same reason. And please wake up and hear that. I keep giving you reasons why we do not offer lambs to Yahweh anymore. We don't offer as burnt sacrifices lambs for sins. All of that is gone right now. You can't find a clean animal anywhere on earth at this time. Now wake up and listen and hear that. I'm telling you why it can't be done. If you're too stupid to listen to those few words, I don't even know what you're doing here. Archaeologists have found this writing, though. I told you how Yahweh brought them out, gave them this, made a mighty nation that was capable of destroying any nation on earth at that time. And these same people, they went to fighting among themselves, so they split from one another, went into other land that wasn't promised them, took over those lands, built empires. That's what the 12 tribes did. They were strong, educated, their minds worked great because they were fed the proper kinds of food and nourishment. And of course, the king of Egypt, when Moshe said, "Let us go out three days away from this place and offer sacrifice," he said, "No, just offer these sacrifices here. go ahead and worship. Just do it right here." But Moshe said, "No, all this is contaminated. We can't use it." Well, what he was saying was, we got to get away from this place and clean the animals up and have time to do so, which would take years to do so. But that is what you don't hear from the preachers out there. Of course, you don't hear any of this stuff from the preachers, I know, because they don't know it. But he gave them this book to guide them and to keep them in this certain government, to make a nation out of them that he could use in unity. And he did have unity. And from that, thousands and thousands of Hebrews was converted to Yahweh. And they stayed with him till the death. Others didn't, as the apostle shows. Not everyone fell away, but thousands and thousands fell away because they wanted to go to these schools of higher learning. Many of them went voluntarily. But when they got the armies set up and they sent and got them, people out of Israel, those people brought Yahweh's ideas with them. So it caused separation. So what occurred here and what you're going to see now, try to get this straight and remember it, because it wasn't two Bibles that was being written by Yahweh. Yahweh wrote, yes, what we have today, the book of Yahweh 1 and 2. But this one now that's found was written put together around 700 BCE. And it shows how some mighty empires in Syria, the Babylonian empires led by the priest, they wrote themselves a new one. And of course, they wrote this guide somewhat similar to the Holy Scriptures themselves in order to try to, as Constantine said, to unite these people. They had a big, strong people. They just weren't united. They were divided amongst themselves, which Yahweh will not have. That's the reason he's proving you now to be an honor or a dishonor to his house. Praise Yahweh. And he's given you full opportunity to come out of the world. Well, this book that they have found is sort of like the Holy Scriptures. They found it in Turkey, but you could tell, knowing what we know now, you can tell it was written for that purpose, to try to reproduce what Yahweh produced in the 12 tribes of Israel. When before he brought them out of the land of Egypt, then after he brought them out, then he trained them in holiness completely for about 40 years. And many, many people came out of that those generations right there, and was true that Yahweh used. The others that came forth was, of course, and what wrote this new Bible that they found, and he doesn't call it that, but then the writer says it's insinuated that it is a second Bible that was put together somewhere in about 700 to 600 BCE. The other one, the ones that wrote this, Pope's number two claims sex scandal in the church is linked to homosexuality, not priestly celibacy. The Vatican's second in command has linked child sex abuse by priest to homosexuality. Well, of course, we have other articles now that goes into details with this and shows how they convert little children. That this was a practice that was brought about and by these priests, which made them bond to the priest, they said. So this was the reason that we see this. The thousands and thousands of people that are coming forth and complaining are just a drop in the bucket to the ones they actually turned into this evil system that the scripture shows was part of their religion. Pope Benedict the 16th is urged to step down, it says. I'm praying that he doesn't. If he does, there will be one behind him that will be mean. I'm thinking that this one may turn mean and be the last one that Scripture talks about, but it could be either way. In Germany, 56% lose trust in the church. So you can see they're falling away by leaps and bounds. Finding love by internet. Here's part of this Kings of the East and what they're teaching, and finding love online despite health problems. And of course, what they're doing, they're spreading deathly diseases all over the world by going out with this by taking part in this thing that's going on the internet at this time. Fears grow. As study shows, genetically modified crops can cause liver and kidney damage. Did you notice a lot of people going on dialysis now? Thousands and thousands of them. Their kidneys are failing. Well, this article shows what's taking place. And, of course, as far as I can see, they intend to do nothing about it. The quakes also are increasing. Now, if you remember what we were studying last week in Ephesians, We saw this last week. The apostle says we are in this last days now, 2:20, Ephesians 2:20, that this last house of Yahweh is based on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. Now, of course, I believe that he knew this. I believe the apostle Shaul was. I think he was really educated in the scriptures. All he needed was Yahshua and the apostles. He wouldn't let the apostle Shaul go off on his own, of course. He said, go to the apostles, and they trained him there. because there was a lot of difference between the Pharisees and of course the house of Yahweh. But after that, I know that he had to know some things that I know. And these things are not revealed to the churches, the religious organizations, but we know them here. But we're the only ones that teach these things. But the Apostle Shaul had to know these prophecies that shows that the Savior was linked to two different groups. And one in his time period, of course, which was the apostles, and then another one for the last days when he sits at the right hand of Yahweh. And of course, this would be the only way that he could have known this was the prophecies that date back to the time of Genesis in the beginning. The house of Yahweh spoken of along with Yeshua himself in the last day's work on earth. Well, Ephesians shows that, and we covered that last week, and so Timothy showing that in the house there's vessels of silver and gold, but also a pottery which can be broken, and clay, as Daniel says, and he's showing the works and how that each one you're going to find this, each work, and this is what Yeshua showed us in Revelations when he is showing the last day's work to us there in Revelations 3 and 4. But Daniel, now, he said that some are going to be resurrected, all will be resurrected that died, some to shame and then some to honor. Made clear to you, made sure that you understood that these tests were for your honor or for your dishonor. If you tell a fallaway, repent and go back to the priest and repent and get back in the house of Yahweh, this would be an honorable thing for you. If you join him in his stupidity, you're going to die in his sins. You're going to be a part of his sins. They're fastened to you. You had the opportunity to be an honor to Yahweh, and you blew it. The thing for you to do is the same thing, to repent of what you have done, and then go tell that man himself to repent and get back to the house. Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about the world, as Yeshua said. Don't fear them. You don't have to fear the world. Do what Yahweh says, and you'll have a place in his kingdom. Be a part of their leaving the house, and you're a dishonor to Yahweh, a total dishonor to him. And this is what the prophet Daniel was speaking of here when he said, they're going to be raised, some to glory and honor, but the others to shame and contempt. Cain was such a man that he was a total dishonor to Yahweh, and the ones that follow him, which Yahweh says all the world is doing today, that's in First Yochanan, all the world has gone the way of Cain. They mean that they're practicing the same things that Cain, of course, practiced in killing his enemies. And this has been a long time pattern of the Catholic Church. Of course, it's coming down on them now, the same thing they created to take care of their enemies. Now they have become the enemy. The resurrection, if you turn over to Daniel 12, the resurrection. Now, the Pharisees were against Daniel's teaching, and they were teaching in the days of Daniel, and Daniel was one that was taken captive by Babylon, and they wanted to teach Daniel and his buddies their literature and the language that they taught that Ezra and Nehemiah had to deal with when they brought a group out of Babylon by the order of a king, a Hebrew king. No, it wasn't a Gentile king, as they want to refer to Gentiles. But the king gave orders for Ezra and Nehemiah to go back and rebuild the city of Jerusalem, which they did. But the people that they brought back, they didn't even know their language anymore. That was all changed in Babylon. History shows this, by the way. But here in Daniel now, the 12th chapter in verse 2, where Daniel was actually a part of this captivities that they go into Israel, take captive many people from Jerusalem or wherever, then they'd take them to Babylon, teach them their literature, and the best of the best they would use in their governments as leaders and teachers and so forth. And this is what they offered to Daniel and his buddies, but Yahweh turned it around where they would be the leaders instead of the people that they were in captivity to. But Yahweh himself did that and saved them from the lions, from the den of the lions and the fiery furnace and so forth. Under the different kings that the priest urged to do certain things, trying to get Daniel and his buddies killed. That's a great example of being true to Yahweh in mind and heart and having Yahweh's protection. And as Daniel said, even if we don't, Yahweh will resurrect us. Even if they kill us, Yahweh will resurrect us. So they ain't no use in us considering it. Just throw us in the furnace. Go ahead with whatever you plan to do. We're under your power. We got our orange suits on and everything. Waiting for you. Well, of course, Yahweh has already prophesied what would occur with this group here. They will be tested, tried. Some will honorably come through this thing. Many will, because the huge number is shown that is actually going to be serve Yahweh day and night before his throne. Well, here in chapter 12 now, we see, and at that time, Micaiah stand up, the great ruler who stands for the children of your people. And there will be this time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation to that same time. This is the great tribulation that's spoken of in Matthew 24. And at that time, your people will be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book of life. Well, Revelations, 22 shows you who they are, the ones who keep Yahweh's laws, the ones who have the testimony of Yahshua. Don't forget that. Yahshua is your judge, and he's the one that's testifying whether you follow his branch or whether you split off and go your own way. Now, if you're following that branch, he says, that's the work of Yahweh, believing in him who is sent. Praise Yahweh. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life and some to this shame and everlasting contempt. If you go back to Yochanan now, the sixth chapter, we see here the Savior now in his arguments, and this is what you need. You really need to learn what he is saying here because he's talking to us. He's talking to us as well as to the first group, because Yahshua knew that he was going to set as judge over the last day's work of Yahweh. He knew the prophecies too, as well as the great apostle Shaul knew them. But here in chapter 6 of Yochanan, verse 68, he says, and Simon Kepha answered him, "Teacher, to whom would we go?" Let's go back up to verse 67. Then Yahshua said to the 12, "Will you also leave?" Now, at this time, many had come to Yahshua, and because of his work, his teaching throughout Galilee, but also he was teaching in Jerusalem in the synagogues. He'd always go to the synagogues to teach. And many followed him. In fact, he fed 5,000 people at one time and 7,000 at another time. So there was many people, but they all left him. Why? Why would they leave? The deception that took place. And this is the reason that understanding why you would be deceived in the first place. How would anyone be deceived in the house of Yahweh at this time period? It's simple, and he shows it right here in this chapter and many others. But in his work here, he's showing you what would make you leave. Simon Kepha said he, you could put the word only you have eternal life. Only Yahshua, of all the people, before and after him, and running the temple and everything, the big fancy synagogues that they went to, the temple who had been taken over by the Catholics at that time, all of these were fancy looking, and here is Yochanan and Yahshua. They came dressed simple, but doing the work among the people. And they said, well, you're surprised? What did you come out here to see? Well, here you come to get the teaching of what Yahweh wants in his kingdom. That's what you come to see. Yahshua was trying to show how to keep from being deceived and following those who were not sent to who were not sent by the prophecies, by Yahweh himself. He and Yochanan both, if you look back to Yochanan 1 and verse 29, he says, this is Yochanan doing the speaking, and he too was prophesied in prophecy. Yochanan was prophesied to come before Yahshua, but he was also prophesied to fade back and Yahshua be magnified. The next day, Yochanan saw Yahshua coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh." Why would he say that, and why is it written for us? Because of the prophecy that Yahweh had prophesied in advance, showing us where that work would be and where Yahshua's first work here on earth would be, who takes away the sins of the world. And that's what he's here to do, take away the sins of the world. He's not just going to wipe them out without repentance. You can't just take that scripture and say, "Oh, well, he took away my sins. I'm free to do whatever I want to. He's already annulled all of my sins here." Well, that's what Christianity does. That's what the kings of the East do and have done for years, and now their kingdom is crumbling underneath them. And Yahweh has prophesied that, yes, Rome is going to be burned, probably with the nuclear burning. The first time that Yahweh showed me that prophecy, I couldn't have been more than 6 years old at the most. But I do remember that, and I was sitting in a house in Oklahoma we had a lamp on the table that we used to study the Holy Scriptures with. But for some reason or another, that was impressed on my mind, that Rome was going to be burned. And then later on, I found out the world was going to be burned. And that was impressed on my mind. And if you think about 6 years old, that was from 1934 when I was born. 6 years old would have been about 40, somewhere around 1940 there, that I was showed this in a house with a lamplight, no electricity or anything like that. That's all we had, no running water, no gas. Our bills were very cheap. No food either, a lot of the times, you know, and that saves money too. but if you think about it, Yahweh has been training me for a long, long time in this prophecies and laws of his. So it would be pretty hard, praise Yahweh. I'm just showing you the effort that he put into my life before he actually brought me to Abilene when I was 33, as I told you, the same age that Yahshua was, and the same age as Isaac. 33 when he brought me to Abilene and started the work here. But up until that time, even back in my early ages, I can remember this, these impressions being put into my mind and the laws, and I would say to my brothers and sisters or mother and dad, well, if it's written there and that's what we should do, then why don't we do it? Just why don't we just do what is written? I remember saying those things myself at a very young age. So Yahweh, even at that time, was impressing the laws and the prophecies in my mind. This is not something that I came up with later on the spur of the moment and said, I think I'll be a preacher. And I didn't go to ACU or any of those higher learning schools to learn to be a preacher and be put on salary. Well, if you notice here, Yochanan is saying, there's the Lamb of Yahweh. Here is the one sent right here. That's the one sent. Behold him. Look, this is the one sent by Yahweh. Yochanan himself was considered as a prophet himself. And there's great emphasis put on his background and his training. And he had a group of disciples in Israel at that time, came over, and many of them to Yahshua to work with him, and became one of them became his disciple. That was a disciple of Yochanan. His brother was already a disciple of Yahshua. Then that one came over and joined his brother, and his brother says, "We have found the one spoken of. We've found the prophesied one, the one sent." So this was something that was being taught in that group right there and impressed upon the 12 disciples' minds and the others, but the others didn't take hold of it, Yahweh says. If we go back to Isaiah now, Isaiah, remember, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh." Now let's go back to Isaiah, the 16th chapter here. Now, these are some of the prophecies that, of course, the disciples were taught. Yahshua knew them, and I feel sure that the studies that Shaul, the great apostle Shaul, was put through, that the prophecies and the scriptures were impressed upon their minds, and the prophecies that was written up until Daniel shows that he knew, and he noticed, he found in the prophecies that the length of time that the Israelites were going, that was taken captive at that time, along with him, that they, how long they would be in captivity before Yahweh would take them and use them in another way. So he found this in prophecy, and he believed those prophecies. Daniel did. So this was impressed upon Daniel's mind the same way as Yahweh started putting it in my mind at an early age. In Isaiah 16, he says, "Send the Lamb." Now that's not going to mean anything to you unless you know all the scriptures that go with this. But here is Isaiah being inspired, chapter 16, verse 1, "Send the Lamb." But notice he says, "Send him to rule." That word "rule," of course, means to teach and guide and command. Actually means to command. To rule to the ruler of the land from Shelah to the wilderness to the mount of the daughter of Zion. And it will be like flittering birds thrown out of the nest, so will be the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow as the night in the middle of the noonday. All of these words now, I have a sermon for every word here, I think. And I'm going to give it one of these days. It may be in Yahweh Shammai, but I am going to give those sermons. In the middle of the noonday, he gives you a time here talking about the Lamb, which actually took place on Mount Zion. And the time period actually spoken of here, it was spoken of by others before this, but he gives you this time period in the middle of the noonday, hide the outcast, do not betray him who escapes. Don't betray him who escapes, which means somebody is going to be trying to escape. Let my outcast dwell with you. Moab, be covert for them from the face of the plunderer, which was also prophesied back in Genesis 49, for the extortioner is at an end, the plunderer ceases. In other words, there is a power that Yahweh is raising up, a kingdom, a work that is actually going to make an end to this plunderer and plundering the oppressors. Notice the oppressors are consumed, they're consuming themselves. This is another prophecy here of Matthew 24:14. In mercy will the throne be established, and he will sit, that is, judge. If you remember the sermons I brought on this word right here, of Ruth and Boaz, the sermons on the judging and the word sit itself, he will judge upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, that is, the house of Yahweh. The tabernacle of David was the house of Yahweh. Now, later they changed it to temple. But the tabernacle of David was the house of Yahweh, and that's what it was called. And Solomon, who actually built the one that was planned by David, it was called the house of Yahweh. And we have tithe receipts showing Yahweh's name from the house of Yahweh. And tithe receipts to that right there, the prophecy right there. The tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hastening righteousness. Now this is the prophecy of this Lamb right here. The Lamb. And he says, Yochanan says to the people, behold the Lamb. Now, these people had to know something about these prophecies. They'd look and they'd say, no, that's a person. Well, that's what the preachers would say today because they don't know the difference. But the prophecies, they'd have to know the prophecies here to know that this was Yahshua that was actually spoken of here, that he was trying to, that Yochanan was pointing out to them. And of course, they knew that Yochanan was a prophet. That's a scripture verifies that. Let's turn back now a little further here to Psalms 110. Psalms 110, speaking of the same thing, the Lamb of Yahweh. And if you look at Psalms 110 and start with verse 1, Yahweh said to my ruler and king. Now, this was the question that Yahshua put to the Pharisees, and they couldn't answer him. Surely everybody can answer it here in the house of Yahweh. But Yahshua said, who is the Savior? They said, the Son of David. Okay, the Son of David says, to my ruler, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies. How could he do that? Well, of course, what he was talking about was a prophecy that he himself fulfilled. And this is what this is speaking of right now. Yahweh said to my ruler and king. And the people who knew these prophecies then as King David actually looked forward to Yahshua. So did Isaiah. And they longed for the day to see him. And some of the prophets that saw him said, I'm ready to die now. I've seen this prophecy come to pass. Well, this is how they lovingly and desiringly look forward to my day. Yahshua's day, but it's my day too. Praise God. So Yahweh said to my ruler and king, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." That word "set" means judge at my right hand. So Yahshua is the one that's sitting as judge over his work. This is the prophecy, a prophecy of Yahshua sitting over a work. He is also prophesied to be killed, a lamb to be killed, be slaughtered. Never after that to ever be slaughtered again, of course. But on that one, he was prophesied to be slaughtered. Now notice verse 2. Yahweh will send the rod. Now if you remember this, this rod here means branch. Branch. So Yahweh is going to send a branch. Well, when is he supposed to send a branch? And who is supposed to be the branch? What's his name? Well, his name would be Israel. And he's supposed to send him in the last days. So this is what this is speaking of. Yes, it's prophecy of Yahshua, the Lamb, that's going to set his judge over the branch that branches out from Yahshua and does a tremendous work that you won't believe when you see it, because there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people knocking at your doors very soon. I believe it. I believe it, and I know it's going to take place. But Yahweh will send the branch of your strength. Your strength, that's the laws and the prophecies. That branch then, he's prophesying, is going to bring the laws and the prophecies. And this is what Shaul knew, the great apostle Shaul, he knew this. And he said things, if you will watch from now on, you will start seeing in his writings, him speaking of me and you in these last days being judged and guided by the Savior, Yahshua Messiah. Truly. Out of Zion, and of course that word means those who rule as Yahweh rules, so keep the 613 laws of Yahweh, you will rule, that is judge, in the midst of your enemies, which shows that we're going to have enemies galore, and we're going to be sitting right in the midst of our enemies, and we're going to be, of course, persecuted, as Yahshua said, as an honor or dishonor to you, we're going to be persecuted. All of this is shown here. Your people will have proved themselves, verse 3 now, to be an honor or a dishonor, inner unity or not unity, one of the two. Your people will have proved themselves, and that's what you're doing right here. As you're sitting here right now, the thoughts of your mind is being recorded. Yahweh knows the innermost thoughts of your heart and mind. People have a way of justifying themselves. And I've seen them even take fallaways and egg them on in their stupidity, and then take advantage of them and start using them and things like this. But they go ahead and justify this in their own mind when they could have saved that person by telling them, as Yahweh tells them to tell them, repent, repent and turn to Yahweh. They could do that and they would be honored and that person could be saved. But for some reason or another, they justify themselves and lead the person on into deception and, of course, eternal death. But your people will have proved themselves to be obedient to the law on the day you go forth in power. So there's a lot going to take place before he goes forth in power. He's showing that right there. And in proving in this time period from the time he sets his judge to the time he comes forth in power, as Revelation shows that he will, is a time period that we're in. This is part of it that we're in right now. They will unite with you. They will unite or be in unity with Yahshua, arrayed in their holy garments like the morning dew. Yahweh or Yahshua is going to wear us like holy garments into Yahweh Shammai. That's us. That's him. We are his honor. I'm trying to do everything I can to honor Yahweh and Yahshua. In fact, I strive day and night for it. I dream of it. I wake up early of a morning thinking, what can I do? And of a night, I pray, Yahweh, guide me. Show me what to do to bring everything about, and myself especially. Bring me to perfection. Well, this is what you should be doing, too. You should be praying, and you should be humbling yourself. Humble, not a snotty attitude that turns bitter and hatred and causes shootings and fighting over land. And this is so crazy that we would have this in the house. They will completely cover the earth, governing with you in unity, so that you can be able to help others and become teachers. That's what your purpose is, to become teachers and guides of the world, because that's what we're going to be doing with 2 billion people very, very soon. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you.